Ventura. She left New York. She's in the Upper West Side. But coming back, I feel. I teach for about a week.
We're on tape. Everything's on tape.
All right. We are on the new perek, daf mem hey amrav. Chalon shebein shtei chatzeros, arba al arba. If you have a window between two courtyards, which is 4x4 tefachim, besoch asora, and the windows are then 10 tefachim to the ground, then they have an option. Since it's only a window, so marvichtai, they can make separate eruvin, each chatzer by itself. Or Marvin Motz and Marvin Echad. If they want, they can make one united air for the two of them. Pachos mi'arba'al arba, if the window is less than 4x4 tefachim, or lamala mi'asor, or the window is more than 10 tefachim off the ground, Marvin Shnaim, then they don't have an option. They're two separate. They have to make two separate eruvim. They Marvin Echad, they may not make one joint eruv. Now, interesting halacha here, not brought down in Bavli. Hasrigi remati boli in Shabbos, if there are bars in the window, like a prison cell. So vis-a-vis Shabbos, that means there's no access and exit. So therefore, you have to make two separate eruvim. Aliyah chazokos in matim bo, but there's a locha that a window. If you have a window which you may stick your head out of, it was large enough to stick your head out, then nobody's allowed to build opposite it, in order not to. Not to take away your light. They have to be distance themselves at least 4 amos and building a wall opposite it. So even though the window has bars in it, it still has that shear. So it's going to be large enough that somebody can't build a wall immediately in front of it.
Why this isn't brought down about me, because they didn't have rooms like that. All these windows have bars.
The ancient windows in Israel?
It's like my daughter's house.
Oh, nowadays. Security bars.
So if you don't want the Arabs.
First floor houses in Israel. All of them.
That's why
this is... They're all...
Maybe?
Yeah. Those aren't there even for security. Kasha Tevin Eimim Matim Bar. If you happen to have put in the window, like to close it off temporarily, you put straw and hay, they don't diminish the size of the window. It's still considered 4x4. Off of its straw, if you put in dirt and stones, the mati bar then diminishes the size of the window from 4x4. Rabbi Yossi said, olu bar savim. If grass is growing in the window, even though of course you can't cut the grass on Shabbos, right? Nonetheless, say mati bar, they do not diminish the size of the window is still considered to be 4x4 because the grass could be cut down, right? Bon kumi Rabbi Abba. That's for Rabbi Abba. Heich madat amar b'chalon shebein shtei chatzeros. It's like you say between two courtyards, these parameters. The kavasa shebein shnei batim, is that true also about a courtyard, a window between two houses? In other words, if you have a window between two houses, you have an option. You need to make one joint air, two separate air of it. Is that the same also by houses as is by courtyards? Amalon in, you said yes, it is. With the kavasa, a bechalon shebein shnei gagin. What about if you have a window between two roofs? On my way, he said yes. Ma'al arev. Now I want to mention this. What the havamina is here, because this is my chiddush. The question is, why shouldn't the work among? Why should roofs be different? Why should parameters of roofs be different than between two courtyards? Whatever window works one place should work in another place. Whatever window doesn't work in one place should not work in the other place. Yeah, but assuming if you need a window, then that means that there's a wall between the two roofs. So it must be just like the two courtyards. So what's the Havamina that it should, why is it, what's the Havamina that should be any different than the Chatzeros? So I'll tell you, my think of the Havamina would was that roofs should be more severe. I mean, no, more lenient. Why should roofs be more lenient? Because we said in by a Chatzer, the window's got to be beneath 10 tefachim. By a roof, we have a mina, a premise that we wouldn't need it below 10 tefachim. Why would that be? So what? So I'll tell you about in the wind, in the wall on the roof. Beginning of the seventh parak.
On the street level,
we don't see them. No, not necessarily. We don't necessarily care about people on the street level. We don't see that we care about them. So what I want to say is that on a roof, the Havamina is that a window should be good even if it's above 10 tefachim. So connect two roofs together to make an eruv through the window. Because there's a mitzvah of ma'aki on the roof. It's a mitzvah to build a parapet around the roof. How tall does the parapet have to be? 10 tefachim. So I might say, Hashem allow a window above 10 tefachim, because they have to build the windows above 10 tefachim in order to bribe the mitzvah of ma'aki. That's why it tells them there's no difference. You know, if you want a window to connect two roofs, has to be like a window between two chatzeros, has to be 4x4 tefachim within 10 tefachim of the ground. Okay, that's what I wanted to say. Now, ma'al arev derech lulin. What about, can I make an arev through lulin? Now, this is an interesting question. A lul is like a trap door. It goes from your house onto your roof. So the way your sameach explains the Gemara's question, your sameach says like this. I have a roof next to your roof. Our houses don't connect. There's a firewall between the two of them. But I have a trapdoor leading up to my roof, and you have a trapdoor leading up to your roof, and the roofs connect. So can we make one a roof? Does that answer enough as a connection? There's no immediate connection between our houses or between our chateres, but each one of us can go up on our roof through a loo, through a trapdoor, and we can connect with each other on over the top of the roof. Okay? My life, they're glued. Rabbi Mori said, Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel. It's interesting. This is Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel, actually. The Tiyatam we learned over there was a fascinating connection. Kol Gago Sayir Rishus Achas. All the roofs of the city are considered to be one Rishus. One large Rishus. That means you can carry from rooftop to rooftop. Shmuel Amar, our base assignment, it's only up to the Mount of Ashir of a base assignment. Up to 5,000 square amos. Rava Maramatali Ben Afilu Kura Afilu Kuraim. Even a quarter, which is 15 times larger, or Kuraim, which is 30 times larger. I think that those numbers, though I'm not sure. Even there you can carry. Why? Because there's no limitation on the roof of up to a base or sign. You can even carry more than a base or sign. Now, let's analyze. Why does Rav hold that way? Why does Rav hold you get more than a base or sign on a roof? So it must be. This is the way the Lieberman explains the Gemara. It must be that it's mukaf ledira. It's considered to be not limited by the 5,000 square mile limitation, but rather a full-blown dwelling which gets as much as you want because it's connected to the bottom by a loop. Now, luck is if I put a window into my court, if I put a door. I have something very good I wanted to say, but I wanted to hear it. Now that he's here. What am I supposed to do? Start waving. What? Not fair that my Talmidim get stopped on the way into the base medrash. All right. What can I do? I guess we'll have to leave. Rav and Shmuel have an argument where you have many, many rooftops. Can you carry from roof to carry more than 2 to base assign or only up to base assign? Now, the shear of limitation of base assign, that shear of limitation is also in a karpaf. You know, karpaf is in the backyard of a house. You have a broad open area. So if it's an open area without any residence in it, I'm annoyed that my Talmidim gets stopped on the way in the Beis Medrash.
Sorry?
I'm annoyed that my Talmidim gets stopped on the way in the Beis Medrash. We're thinking of how to set hand signals or smoke signals. How can you be something more important than the Yerushalmi? So, again, if you have a karpuff in the back of your house, and that karpuff is more than a base assignment, you can't carry there. Except if you open a door into the karpuff from your house, so now the karpuff is to be extension of residence. A residence doesn't have the limitation of a base assignment. So if that's the case, you can carry me as big as you want and carry throughout the entire karpuff. Now, by roofs, it should be the same halacha. A roof, which is up to base assignment, more than base time should only be a problem. There's no loop. There's no trap door. But if there's a trap door going from your house to your roof, so it should be allowed to carry your roof even much more than a base time. The door is open. But Shmuel doesn't draw such a distinction. Shmuel says no matter what, all you get is a base time. So what do we see from here? We see that a loop, a trap door, is not like a window. Because the window between two chatzeros allows you to make the two chatzeros into one eruv. If a lul had the same efficacy, was as effective as a chaloin, says the Gemara, then Shmuel should allow all the roofs in the city, because they're all trap doors, because you must be able to get up on the roof, to be considered to be extensions of the deloids below, and therefore should be limited to a base assignment. Rav, on the other hand, argues. Rav holds you can't carry more than a base assignment. He must hold that a lul does connect. A lul does connect between the house and the upstairs, and therefore you can carry much of a base assignment because the house is there, the upstairs roof is there considered to be an extension of the house. Therefore, getting back to Mara's question, and Mara's question was, according to the way the Or Samech explained it, was if you have a house over here with a lul which goes up to its ceiling, and a house over here with a lul which goes up to its ceiling, can it make an error between the two houses now via the connection on the roof through the lulin? According to Shmuel, no, because the lul is not considered to be a bona fide connection. Because otherwise you should be allowed to carry throughout the roof without any limitation. According to Rav, yes. We see a lul is considered to be a bona fide connection because that's what allows you to carry in gagos throughout the city. Now, what's obvious from this Gemara today, the chiddush for number 2 for today, the obvious of this Gemara is that we can resolve the Prima Gadim's question in Simen Shin and Ches. This Prima Gadim has a shy like this. He asks, if you have a chotzer, which is not mukhof of the air, karpov is not mukhof of the air, was not, there was a resident, and he opened a window into it as opposed to a door.
And he opened a window, does it work or doesn't work? Make it so
the Mishnah says, I don't know the answer, but it's got to be one you can get out of. Maybe then it works, but for sure it's got to be got a way out of it. But like the Yerushalmi, it's clear that it does work. Partially it works. Because we're saying a lul works to be mati, according to Rav. A lul works to allow the upstairs and make you allowed to carry more than base assign because it's like a chalon. Because it's drawing a comparison to a chalon in our Mishnah. So if that's the case, clearly a chalon from a house into a chotzer works in order to make the chotzer, the karpa, mukaf ladira. And the thing is, he's correct, the Mishnah Berurah, although he didn't realize that it's Yerushalmi. But he's correct that in that it has to be one he can get out of. Because a lul is something you get out of, right? By lul, by definition, you use a trap door to get up to your roof. So by extension, I understand also the pass, the chaloin, which you open the karpaf into your expanse in order to make it permissible for the base of time, it's got to be one you can get through. Okay? I was very happy when I figured that out. Says more. No, they also it's open. Sure, they also it's open. No, I call the trap door. Really, you can mean a skylight. The truth is, man, it has to be closed because of the rain, so I think it's a trap door regardless. But the bottom line is they don't distinguish between when it's open or not. Okay? Okay. Again, I'm so very proud. I was very proud of myself for figuring that out. Pat myself on the back several times. Okay. Lo sof tovar kol arba v'toch asor. Now, we said that the window has to be 4x4. In order to connect two corners, it's got to be 4x4 tefachim. It's got to be within 10 tefachim of the ground. Not all of it. El afilu miktas arba v'toch asor. Not kimishikol arba v'toch arba l'arba v'toch asor. Even a part of the 4x4 is then 10 foot on the ground, is as if all of it is. Now comes a very strange Rishama. Not difficult, weird. If the window had a perimeter of 96 foot, quickly, what is that in Amos? What? 69, which means the window is how large? 4x4. 4 amos by 4 amos. So if the window is 4x4 amos, not just 4x4, tefachim, afilu koshu betocha, sorry. Even if a koshu is an intent falling to the ground, that's also cool. The entire 4x4 is within 10 tefachim on the ground. Now, Lieberman says, clearly, the only way to learn this Rishama, I mean, the Bnei Moshe obviously goes nuts about it. But the only way to learn this Rishama at a simple level is that... There's a difference between a miktas and a kosher. That if it's 4x4 tefachim, then even if a miktas is within a 4x4 tefachim, then you still need a miktas within that tefachim on the ground, a little bit of the window. I don't know what a little bit is. Neither does Lieberman, but a little bit. If the window is so large that it's 4x4, I almost know. Then even if only a koshu of the window is within 10 tefachim of the ground, that suffices. Okay? A koshu is a hair breadth. A miktas is perhaps up to 1.9 tefachim, right? As well as anything less than a majority. So the way Lieberman explains Yerushalmi, and there's no better way to explain it than I know, it's if the 4x4 amo size, which is astronomically huge, allows you to have even a koshu within 10 foot of the ground, and that suffices. You don't have to have a miktas within 10 foot of the ground. Haisa gula, if it was round, vaya ba'hekev tishim v'shei it sheish. No, but I never learned Yerushalmi before. I agree with you, it's very dachuk. But every other pshat of Yerushalmi is far more dachuk. There are those who say that 96 is a mashal. Does it really mean 96? Means to 4x4 tefachim. It's just, and there are those who say it's a riddle. Bnei Moshe says it's a riddle. I don't know what he means by that. But in any event, who knows? Maybe we'll find a difference. What about was round? And the perimeter was 96. Circumference was 96. What's the status then? The Gemara doesn't answer the question. New question. What if you have a window which is more than 10 tefachim of the ground? So you need to diminish the distance between the ground and the window in order to make one Eruv for across both courtyards. So can use kalim, can use objects to make the to narrow the gap between the ground and the window. Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi Amar Mamati Mikalim. Yes, you may use vessels. Rabbi Yerub, Rabbi Yen, Rabbi Yitzabat Tavliyom, Rabbi Yechdan, Ein Mamati Mikalim. You may not use vessels.
Something like
the Talmud versus something else. Tam and Omri, they said in Bavel, Machlokas Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. That's Machlokas Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Amo Tanoim. Chadam Arosa once said it's all, actually these are borderline Tanoim. The type of Tanoim were not mentioned in the Mishnah. The Gemara brings them down, but they're borderline Tanoim. Chadam Arosa once said it's also Chadam Armuter. Madam Arosa, Shemi Yishkach Vital Tulenu. He said it's also because we're afraid you're going to forget and take away the Kalim, right? Well, carry them away. Hore Rabbi Yechanon. Rabbi Yochanan Bar Maria Paskin. The Michbashal Ekuf, put a beam on top of the Kalim. That way you remember not to take it away on Shabbos. So I use Kalim, just put a beam on top. Yeah. Beats me how we know that, but it's going to be indicated later in the Gemara as well. Right? There are other interpretations here, but that's the way the Reb Chaim Kanievsky explains it. Says the Gemara, Tani, Bakom Emati, Yeruzaiti diminished the distance between the ground and the window. Bavonim, stones, Ilvanim, bricks. We saw him, it's an Egyptian ladder. Vushkov, as long as you nail it in. Good word. Nail it in. Rabbi Boy B'Shem Rabbi Yudah said, the words here are reversed. Afilu lo kovo, even they didn't nail it in. Vatani v'ushikavo. Then we learn a brisa, you have to actually nail it in. There was a brisa which said that. Says the Gemara.
That was a definition of the suva in Israel. And it's one that is really secure.
It's heavy.
In contrast to the
suva,
something else.
Suri. Tyree and I think suva mitz is just heavy, not that it's embedded. Yeah, I think so. One of them is heavy, one of them is light. But now it's necessarily embedded in. So in any event, Vatani Vushakovo, Rabbi Boss says, doesn't mean Shakovo. Doesn't mean he literally nailed it in. Vushichto, you designated to serve in that location. Rabbi Law, sorry, you designated for that purpose. Rabbi Law, Rabbi Law Paskin, like the Bryce would say, Ushakova, you have to fix it with nails. Rabbi Yoni, Rabbi Yosa, and Darvein, they both said, Chabashem Maruka, one name Maruka, Chabashem Ramnachem Yaakov, and one name Ramnachem Yaakov. Tzorech Shia ben Shleva Lishleva Pachas Mishleva. Between each rung of the ladder, there must be less than three tvachim. You understand why? Because if between him more than each one of the ladders more than three tefachim, so then it's not leveled, it's not connected to the ground. You haven't diminished any height, right? Furthermore, Sarshia Barochav Arba Tefachim. Each rung has to be four tefachim wide. However, here we have a kula Vamodim Mashlimim Larba Amodim Mashlimim Larba. The width of the rails adds into the four. In other words, let's say the step itself is only three tefachim more wide, but the rails holding the steps on are each half a tefach, right? So that makes up four tefachim all together. And we're going to explain why in a moment. Yasa Omar. Yasa said, Kufas. Now Kufas here is also a beam, although there's another interpretation here, but beam works out the best. Kufas, and the Shnuz Chos knocks out the tuf from the next word. Kufa Shei Drigoi. You bore steps into it. You carved steps into it. Idrigo means you made it steppable. What?
Madrigo.
Right. Madrigos. Me might. It diminishes the size, the distance between the window and the ground. Me komakom, nonetheless, however, you know that's true. Ein amudim mashlimim lasora. the post. Let's say the ladder itself ends too early, but the posts continue on. The rungs end too early, but the posts continue on. That doesn't do any good. Ah, we said it does good width-wise, so why can't it do any good height-wise? So that's what I'm going to say. Yeah, width-wise it works, because width-wise it becomes like a thick step. But height-wise, you can't say that. What does it mean? You can't say it became like a thicker step. You don't have a step going up. You just have the poles, so that doesn't do you any good. So it only is mashlim very horizontally. It doesn't, it's not mashlim, it doesn't complete her vertically. Okay? Rabbi Yasser B'Shem, Rabbi Boon, Bar Kana says, it actually can't be a ladder going in. It's got to be a platform. It's got to be a 4 tefach by 4 tefach platform. It's got to be distincted away from the wall, and it's got to be 4 tefach by 4 tefach. Okay? Rabbi Chizkiya B'Shem, Rabbi Boon Bar Kana said, also, not all of it has to be 4 by 4 tefach. Also, Shalebo Shemimaitis Asor, whatever step is the one which is critical in diminishing the hyphen ten tefachim, that Shirushatayim Meshucha Mina Kesel Arba Tvang Dei Mokom, that's going to be more in 4 tefach away from the wall. Meaning, that speed matches 4 tefach. Rabbi Yaakov de Rumia Boy, Rabbi Yaakov de Rumia asked. I think he asked. Yeah. Heavy diamond shall shiva tvachim u mechza. Why you bought a wall which wasn't that tvachim high, but only 7 and a mashu high, and you know what you did with it, 7 and a half high. You put it less than 10 tvachim, 3 tvachim from the ground. So you have lovered up to that beam. Can that beam or that ladder, whatever it is, can it now be mimite the wall? Can diminish the size of the wall? Mutr. So it is mutr. That's the case. There you say love it is less than 3 tefachim. But here you say if your window between two chatzeros is less than 4 by 4 tefachim, you can't make a united eruv. Why? The moment it's more than 3, it should be good enough. You're saying less than 3 is considered close. That means more than 3 is open. So why do you need a window 4x4 between courtyards? Let it just be a window of 3+. 3+ by 3+. That's why I ask you a good question. No. Sorry. Gemara says nothing. Gemara doesn't bother answering the question. Gemara says, Ina boy makshu achi kashu. You want to ask a question, this is a question. I mean, the question you just asked is baloney. Why is it because you just asked baloney? Because in order to be ma'ari between two chatzeros, and consider them one, you need a pesach between the two. Not just an open hole, which more than 3x3 tefachim counts as. You need actually a pesach. What's the minimum shear of pesach? 4x4x10. So that's how you require 4x4x10. However, even though you asked the klutz kasher, says the Gemara, now I'll give you the consolation prize. In that boy Makshai, if you want to ask a question, hach in the kashrut. Yeah, I'll give you a good question to ask. What's the question I'll let you ask? Hey, v'doifin, why do you have to bring a wall which is 7 tefachim plus a little mashu and put it within 3 tefachim in the ground? Hey, v'doifin, shabar tefachim, because you bring a wall which is slightly more than 4 tefachim. Higbim, agbim, in oret. Lifted off the ground, it should be shlosha tefachim, chaser koshu, little less 3 tefachim, and put it within 3 tefachim of a stick on top. And let that be a valid diminution of the wall, because it's 10 tefachim, right? The bottom is within 3 tefachim in the ground, and the top is within 3 tefachim of a stick. So that's a more very interesting answer to why that doesn't work. Yeba kai. Let's take it seriously. That which Rabbi Yochanan said, "Omed v'acholom mitzdarfin larbo." That which is standing, and that which is open, are mitzdarf to the sheer four tefachim. V'lushia omed rab elchol. But you have to have more standing structure than open space. Now here, on this, That's called, otherwise you have the problem which is called in the Bavli, Asi Avir, the Haigis of Haigis, the Mavatli. The airspace on both sides cancels it. Now here you have that, if you would have a ground.
You have four of the wall and three is empty space and three above is empty space.
Right. So the three on the top, no, but more than that. The three on top is empty space. On top of that empty space, what do you have? Just the twig. So then you say, the twig. The twig is canceled because on both sides of the twig, there's more ample airspace than there is actual twig. So therefore, your mevato the twig. Your mevato the twig can't work. So that's what he says. In order for this to work, in order to be able to have a mute by a wall which is less than 10 tefachim, it's got to be 7 in mashu and put it less than 3 from the ground. Because then there's no asi avir da'i diskai kisavatli. There's nothing to cancel. The ground is larger than the air, than the hole, and so is the 7 and something tefachim. But if you add took something which is 4 by something tefachim, and in order to make it work, you add lava to the ground, which is okay. But on the other side, you add lava to a stick. Then the open airspace on either side cancels the stick and your lava doesn't work. Okay? Says my mission further. You have a courtyard between a wall between two courtyards. 10 tefachim wide. 4 tefachim wide. Now, 4 tefachim wide means the width of the wall. It's a very wide wall. The guys on the ones that can go up to the top of the oh, sorry. They have to make two separate areas, and they can't be married there because of the wall between the two of them. Are you barosho barosho peros? If on top of the wall you have fruit, which they wanted to consume. Elu oily mikan v'oichlin. Once I can go up on top and eat. Ve'lo oily mikan v'oichlin. Oily mikan v'oichlin. Go on the other side and eat. Uvachloi read lumata. However, they can't take down to the ground. They can't take that to the ground. Now, the Corbin and Pnei Moshe point out, can't take down to the ground into the houses. When you take down into the ground into the yards, because we say, Gagos, Chatzeres, and Karpefos, Kulor, Meshu, Sachas. You carry from Gag to Chatzer, from Chatzer to Karpaf, from Karpaf to Chatzer to God, whatever the case may be, as long as you don't bring it back into your house. Right? So the house is getting it, the air is getting back in the house. That you can't do here, but what you can do is carry it down from the top. Just not to your house. Neva to Kaisa Lesser Amos, what if the wall between the two properties is more than 10 Amos breached? Marvich 9, then they have to make two separate Eilvim. Vimrotsu, if they want, Marvich Echo, they can make one air because they have enough of a Pesach between the two of them. Yoiser Mikan, if the opening is larger than 10 Amos, then already Marvin Arshna Echod Vein Marvin Stein have to make one error and not two. Why one and not two? Because it's no longer considered to be an opening, it's considered to be a breach. Once it's a breach, you have to make an error for the two of them together. Anything above 10 Amos is not an opening anymore, it's a breach. Once it's a breach, you have to make an error two air. You have to make an error two errors together, unless, of course, you put it to a Sebastian, which cuts them off. Okay? Lomel Yerochav Arba, ask more, why do you have to say in our Mishnah that the wall itself is 4 tefachim wide? Can you picture the scenario in your head? You got the scenario? There's the one surface of the wall, the other surface of the wall, and there's 4 tefachim across the top, right? So why do we have to say that was 4 tefachim wide? I feel in Yerochav Arba, even if it's not 4 tefachim wide. So it says, begin mas niso hadad the basra. Because of that which it says later in the Mishnah. Each one goes in the top and eats on top, right? So, I might say... What? It's its own rishus. One second. It is its own rishus. Now,
I don't care about a carbon name, I don't care if it's in some of the shirts, I don't care if there's forms of a pizza to separate the two products.
That's the kasha. Right?
Explains why.
Yeah, the mascona is though we made it more of a 4x4 here because what do you want to say? I'm blanking out. What do you want to say? Yeah, what's the answer? For some reason I just got a blank. My mind just blanked. Just a minute. The reason why it says 4x4 on top because that's why they're not allowed to take down to their own reshuyos. The reshus bifnei atzmo. It says elu oylim mikam boichlim, elu oylim mikam boichlim. That's why they can't take into their court. If it was less than 4x4 tvachim, so what would it be then? Welcome to, and then they could carry back into their courtyards and into their houses. The reason why they can't carry back to their courtyards and their houses is because the reshus bifnei atzmo. It's a separate reshus hayochid, which is not participating in the Eruv, because there is no Eruv. So therefore, you can't carry from there back into your house. Into your courtyard, perhaps, yes, but not back into your house. Okay. Lo yarchav abo, so what takes a locha if the top of the wall is not for tvachim wide? Rabbi Bava Shem Rav! Also, lekan and lekan, neither side can use it. Now, here it's a super chumra, although the Bible, the Yerushalmi itself, is not very explicit. Also, kind of gummies, you're not even allowed to eat it on top. Not even on top. You know why not? Because we're on top, it's a separate shoes, so everybody can come to have shoes and eat. But it's not a separate shoes because it's less than 4x4. So you can't eat anything there. Because we're afraid that if we let you eat anything there, then you're going to take it across from one to the other. Is that what we're afraid of?
So you could put something out in the back.
Yeah, why can't you do it? The mind's not working tonight. You know why? Actually, mine wasn't working this morning. You know why? Because you can't have makom tur in a reshus hayochid. In a reshus hayochid. It's in reshus hayochid here, right? You can't have makom tur in a reshus hayochid. You can have makom tur between a reshus hayochid and another reshus hayochid. But not Chima reshus hayochid is a rabbit. But not between two reshus hayochid. So what is this now? It's reshus, which both of them have a stake on. And therefore nobody can carry it. You can't even go to the top and take fruit there on top and eat it. Because it belongs to both sides of the equation. Okay? So there's no makom tur between two reshus hayochid. Rabbi Zeev Shem Rav said, no, mutzu lekan ulekan. There is a makom tur between two courtyards. And you can even tell now, mutzu kanakam means now, looking on top, you can even eat down below. So says my Avakash on that. How can you say that? Mechavishito, I say that Rabbi Bar, proof to you is no makom tur in Bar Rishus Hayochi. Where do I find that? Mechavishito, I say Rabbi Bar, Taman Amar Rabbi Bar, there Rabbi Bar says, Rabbi Yudah B'Shem Shmuel said, V'zolcha v'nocha roshim mechitzas. This is my, I have Rishus Sarayim over here. This is my Rishus Hayochid. I throw on here, it lands over here. Chayav HaPater. This is my Rishus Hayochid. It has a wall around it. I throw something from my Rishus Sarayim over here, lands on the wall. Chayav HaPater. Why? What makes the wall Rishus Hayochid?
It's
not dollar dollar. Wall's not dollar dollar. No, the inside is.
How high is the wall? Is
it 10 foot? But it's not dollar dollar. The inside's 10 dollar. What's the answer? Says the Yerushalmi, the answer is Zorim no Rosh Mechitzas Chayev. Bukor Marachain. First, we're going to go finish the question. So here, if over here you chayev, that means the wall is part of Rishus HaYochid, right? So how can you say in the wall between the two Rishus, like a Mokop Tour? There's no such thing. Because part of Rosh HaYochid next to it. Says the Gemara, no, there it's different. Tam the Roya Kilo as a Kilo Malaya offer its Roros. Is this Rishus HaYochid? Is it hollow? No, of course not. Looks hollow, right? Optical illusion. It's really full. It's full of offer and throwers. It's as if this whole thing is full. And that's why the top of the wall is as if it's the top of a mound. And the mound itself is 4x4 tefachim. Rishus HaYochid is command the Malya Damya. It's as if it's filled up of stuff and I'm building on top of a mound. Not on top of it, not on top or in an airspace. That's why it's going to be Chayav and Shabbos. Is that clear? Okay. So, Tama Torah Sokilu Mlea offered Soros. Vacha Mais Lucha. But here, very interesting. When it's between two Rishus HaYochid, in our case, it's between two Rishus HaYochid. You don't look at it as if it's full, that the two Rishus HaYochid next to each side are full of offer and throw rows. Why is that? Why do you think we don't have to look at it? It's not clear. I mean, the fortune deals with it, but why do you think you don't have to look at it? It's a wall between two Rishus HaYochid. It's a Ray Rishus HaYochid. But if it's a wall around Rishus HaYochid, standing off Rishus HaRabi, what makes the wall itself Rishus HaYochid? Now it's here, in our case, it's with two courtyards next to each other. And there's a fence between the two of them. But the two courtyards are ready, which is a yachid. So all you just do is ignore the fence.
Yeah, but they're separate rishuyos.
What?
They're separate rishuyos. The fence is really making it into two separate rishuyos and yachid.
So what? Midrash makes no difference. It's still Rishus HaYochid. When do I need to fill in Rishus HaYochid? Only when I have a problem with establishing Rishus HaYochid, the rights on the perimeter. You don't have that problem because it's airspace. The truth is, let me backtrack a minute. We all know I have Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Adler Rakia, right? If I stuck in here, if I stick this in here, even though it juts out, right? It's still Avi Rishus HaYochid, right? It's still part of Rishus HaYochid. So why do I need to fill it full of Offer and Toros altogether? What's the point? So the reason I need to fill it with Offer and Toros is because otherwise I would say, yes, that's true for something which is standing inside, but not the perimeter. In order to get the perimeter work, I have to fill it up. But here, if we have a Rishus HaYochid over here and I have a Rishus HaYochid over here, so in essence, if I put a fence between the two, it's like that pole in the middle of Rishus HaYochid. It doesn't need to have command the Maya Damya. It doesn't have to look at the dirt as if it's covering the entire area, because it's within Rishus HaYochid. The only time I need to look at it as if it's filled up is the perimeter of Rishus HaYochid. I see you're not convinced by the arguments. You're certainly not convinced. You look like you're in agony.
I hear what you're saying.
What about the back benches?
What did Tori say?
Yes. So the again, It depends. Yeah, where I only have to say it's Moli Ofer Vitzroros when I need to make the wall itself Rishus HaYochid. The wall around an area. But if it's a wall between two Rishus HaYochid, I don't have to make it. It's Rishus HaYochid by definition. It's within a larger perimeter of Rishus HaYochid. So therefore, in that case, I don't say that it's Gaman D'Malia Damia. It's a separate area between the Rishus HaYochid. If it's a separate area between Rishus HaYochid, meaning, I shouldn't say separate area, I take that back, it's a misguided lotion. It's an area which is in the Rishus HaYochid, which is shared by both. The fact that it's shared by both is to its detriment. That's why nobody can eat the fruit on top. Because nobody has a solid ownership of it. And what would be the alternative? Of course, make an Eruv. But they can't make an Eruv because it's too high. So they both have jurisdiction over it, but they can't make an Eruv over it. So they're stuck in up the creek. They cannot eat the fruit on Shabbos. Make sure to harvest before Shabbos. Yes? That's not called Rishus HaRabim, even Doraisa. It's called the Karmelis. You mean to say in public domain, which is not rectified by an Eruv. In essence, that's what it is.
Right.
Even though it's a private domain. But Chazal said even private domains require Eruvin, right?
It's not private.
It's not exclusively private. And that's its problem. Okay? Says one further. Teda Lucha. You should know this is true. Now, this Raya, everybody goes crazy on what exactly the Raya is. That, so we're just going to go ahead and carbonate and change the gear, so even though nobody else changes the gear, so but hey, what a weekend. Tell you know this is true. The Rabbi Yachar, Rabbi Chanin, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yechnan, Zizin Uksolim, if you have outcroppings in a wall, like little pegs coming out of the wall, or you have walls, Shein Gavoyin Asar, which are 10 Tvachim high. Now here's where the carbonate comes in. Ve'einon Rechovin Arba, and they're not 4 Tvachim wide. Mutzal Khan of Mukan, it's mutter for each one to use on his side, Uvachlo Yachlif, as long as they don't switch sides. Okay? So, then, now that's okay. The scenario over there is where it's Rishus HaRabi on one side, Rishus HaYoch on the other side. It's a classic Mokum Tur. It's more, it's 10 Tvachim Y, less than 4 Tvachim Y. It's a classic Mokum Tur. Mokum Tur between Rishus HaYoch and Rishus HaRabim. The Rishus HaRabim people can use it, Rishus HaYoch people can use it, as long as they don't switch. But in our case, if it's Shaykh to both sides, it's bad. Because both sides here are Rishus HaYoch. And in order for them to carry, therefore, they have to make an error between the two of them, and they did not. When I have one side Rishus HaYoch, the other side Rishus HaRabim, Mokum Tur in the middle, each side can use it without an error. Because no such thing as an Eruv between Rishus HaYoch and Rishus HaRabim, a true Rishus HaRabim. But here, where there's Rishus HaYochid on both sides, yes, they both can use it, and that is to their detriment. That's what undermines them. Because since they're both using it without the benefit of an Eruv, they can't do a thing. And that's why it's less than 3 Tvachim. Also, Lakan, Lakan, they're not even allowed to go up and eat on top of the wall. If it's 4 Tvachim wide at the top of the wall, so it's Rishus Mivnei Atzmo, they can go up to the top and eat. But if it's less than 4 by 4 Tvachim wide, so they can't even go to the top of the wall, they can't do a thing. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan boy, Rabbi Yochanan has a kashim. Mechavish, he does it right, but seems that Rabbi Yochanan switches opinion. Come on, Rabbi Yochanan! There, Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan Shem Shuel said, Zork of Anocha Rosh HaMechitz is Chayev. If you throw a thing and it lands on the top of a wall, as we said before, you're Chayev, right? By the way, the Bnei Moshe gives it to Rabbi Hanan. It's a slightly different question than before. You throw it on top of the wall, you're chayav. Yet here, but here he says that if it's on top of the let's say that the two walls are connected. let's say here, basically, let's say here that the Rosh Hashanah is planned to Malia Dami, like I mentioned before, it's a possibility, and we reject it. So here's actually where we're going to reject it. So it says, Hech madata martamon at reyes on kriyim le'a offer v'tzoros afachake. Oh, it's open by the question. I made a mistake. Sorry. Let's say the saying over here that's full of offered Torahs. I forgot. The Gemara itself addresses this question. I was anguishing over it with you a few moments ago. The Gemara itself asked the question, deals with it, as I said before, that let's say here that this will also, why should be distinct from the Rishuyas around it? Let's say it's Malaya, like as if it's Malaya offer of Toros, the same way we said Malaya offer of Toros by the Rishus HaYochim and Rishus HaRabi. Let's say Malaya offer of Toros in the wall, which is the middle of the Rishus HaYochim. Says the Gemara, Shamanu Mechitzos B'Rishus HaYochim, Shamanu Mechitzos B'Rishus HaRabi. I'm not sure exactly how to enunciate that line, but what it means to say is the exact opposite of what it seems says here. It says, Shemayim mechitza b'shus ha'yachid, Shemayim mechitza b'shus ha'rabim, which is the opposite. Shemayim mechitza b'shus ha'rabim, Shemayim mechitza b'shus ha'yachid. In other words, where do I say the mechitzas are become part and parcel? The same answer I gave before, Pnei Moshe says it here explicitly. Where do I say that it's as if it's full of offerings for us when the surrounding area is b'shus ha'rabim? And I need to make this in its entirety of b'shus ha'yachid, even the rim of the wall. In that case, I say it's as if it's Mali Offer of its Roros, and it's all one Rishus. But here, where it's in the middle of Rishus HaYochid, anywhere already, I don't have to say it's Mali Offer of its Roros. And therefore, what it remains is a strip in Rishus HaYochid, which is Shaykh to both sides without the benefit of Meneir, and therefore neither of the people can use it. Okay? Rabbi Bar, Rabbi Roshay Shmuel said, Kletzel Shikifusu Lomos Mikan Umikan. You have a wall which has ladders on both sides. Marvin Shtaive, Marvin Echad. They can make two Erevin, they can't make one Erev. Why? Because ladders are not considered to be like an opening. They're not like an opening or a window. However, on Rabbi Yisrael Rabun, Mikemach Lo Kivnu. It's only because the ladders are not directly opposite each other. Therefore, throwing the carbonator, Lo Nasu Psachim, they don't become an opening. But if the ladders are directly opposite each other, it's okay. As a direct contradiction, A, to the Bavli, B, to the Yushami at the end of the last parak. The Bavli says that the ladders don't have to be opposite each other. As long as there's a walkway which is 4 tefachim wide on top of the wall, you can have one ladder here, walkway on top, another ladder here, it's good enough. Because that's continuous path. Picture in Perish Chai, that's right. So this argues because it says that ladders have to be opposite. Besides that, though, At the end of the previous parak, we took this statement of Rabbi Bob, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shmuel to mean that no matter where you put the ladders, it still is not a Pesach. We said by a goy who comes down, so then that's a Pesach because it's got to come down from a second floor apartment to downstairs. But by these guys, it's not a Pesach because who still will ever go up? So we said it's not a Pesach. So how can you say it's a Pesach? So a lot of people just, you know, say, oh, okay, the Ushami argues that it's a big deal. But not us. We will not settle for that. We'll offer an alternate explanation. We'll say, I'm Rabbi Yossi Barabun, Mikayim Achilo Kivnu Nasu Psochim. Here, Kivnu, everybody learns, means directed. But we learn Kavona as intent. Without changing gears, so we'll say like this. When do they become Psochim? If they didn't make them psachim dafka for Shabbos, if it's not a legal fiction. If it's not a legal fiction, then the presence of a ladder is if there's an opening, you can make one air between the two courtyards. Became a chalokiv nu nasu psachim. But if they're mechavin, if they're just putting up the ladders for that Shabbos as a aroma, as a ruse to connect the two chateras, that we do not permit. That's how, and that way, Yushami doesn't argue in the Bavli. It's just like the Bible. We also agree the ladder over here and ladder over here and the walkway, it's okay as long as they're permanently there. And we all, the Yushami doesn't argue on itself. Shami previous parak was talking about where you put up the ladders in order to make out the Eruv. That doesn't work. But where the ladder's there anyway as a permanent part of the scenery, then that does work. Okay? Says Yushami further, Tani, we learned, Kol Kovshei Kavoshim, all ramps, Ola Amo V'Koinei Sholosh, They go up Aaron Amun every three Amos. Now, the Pnei Moshe says, what's an Afmina? Who cares? So it says, we want to know the shear of ramps in the Beis HaMikdash. Very shvach. Lieberman says, Pashut. Truth is, I'm upset that I needed Lieberman for this. It's Pashut. I figured out before I see Lieberman, that's what I meant. He says that the Nafkamina is, if you're not using a ladder, you're using a ramp, how steep the ramp can be. You're using a ramp to connect two courtyards, right, to go across the field, top, how steep can the ramp be? So in the Mikdash, all the ramps were one amo every three amos, which is the equivalent of 10 tefachim in every 5.5 amos, which is a much more gradual gradient than normally is a wall. Of course, if it was much steeper than that, he wouldn't be able to walk, but it's certainly less steep than what share of the wall is, which would be absolutely no good. Chutzi kibushol shum izbeach, except for the ramp of the izbeach itself, shum izlakit asor tefachim mitoch, it's a typo, it should be mitoch chamesh Vishlish, not Shalosh Vishlish, that should be Amos, not its bows. Except for the Mizbech, where it's an even more gradual ramp, I guess because it carried heavy loads up. So instead of being 10 Tvachim every 5 Amos, it's 10 Tvachim every 5.5 Amos. Shal Mizbech, Eser Amos, it was 10 Amos high, Vikibusho Shalosh Vishlim, and its ramp is 32 Amos. I know you all want to know exactly how the math works, but unfortunately I will have to end here and not do the math for you. Have a good evening.